March 23, 1931. How to feel one's will is one thing, to want it is another. The most beautiful rest that the divine will wants to give. Triple acts in the act of the creature. My abandonment in the divine volition continues, but the circumstances in which I currently find myself are such and so many, that my poor human will would want to as though pop out from all sides of my being, to have some act of life, and I feel all the enormous weight. I feel myself being pressed, crushed, under my human will. Oh, how true it is that it is the cruelest tyrant. My Jesus, help me, do not abandon me, do not leave me at the mercy of my will. If you want, you can. Put it under the sweet empire of your divine will. And my beloved Jesus, making himself seen and heard, told me, my daughter, courage, do not worry so much. To feel the weight of one's will says nothing. It is a pain more painful than all other pains, and if you had wanted it, it would no longer be pain, but the pain would change into satisfaction. To feel is one thing, to want is another. So, banish the thought that you always commit sins because you feel your will. Therefore, do not fear, I am watching you, and when I see that it wants life in your things, I give you the pain so as to make it die of pain. So, trust your Jesus, because what harms you the most is the lack of trust. Ah! It is always this that causes souls to be restless, even when I keep them clasped in my arms. And then, this pain of feeling the weight of the human will, oh! How much did your Jesus feel it, more vividly, as it lasted my whole life? Therefore, mine and yours, let us unite them together, and let us offer them for the triumph of my will and souls. So, put everything aside and come to rest in my divine will. My will, with all love, awaits you in the center of my heart in order to love you, and the most beautiful love that it wants to give you is rest in the pains that you suffer. Oh! How sweet, refreshing, it is to see our daughter, whom we love and who loves us, rest. And while she rests, it wants to pour upon you the celestial dew of the light of my divine will. My will, in the unity of its light, does always one act, nor does it ever cease doing it. And only when it is not subject to interruption then can an act be called complete. This act never interrupted says everything, embraces, loves all. From its height, in which this act never says enough, it casts an infinity of effects that make it hold heaven and earth as though in its power, and I it communicates to creatures the celestial dew of the effects of its sanctity, of its love and of its divine life. But these effects convert for the creature into acts, in such a way that she feels within herself the act of the divine life, of light, of sanctity, of love. And the creature who lives in my will forms in it her life, her nourishment, and grows under the reign of the celestial dew of the single act of her Creator. And these effects, changed into acts in the creature, form her little sun that, with its little reflections, says, love, glory, continuous honor, to the one who created me. So, the divine sun and the sun formed by my divine will and the creature meet continuously, they wound each other. The little sun is transformed into the immense sun of the Eternal One, and they form life together, loving each other with love reciprocal and never interrupted. This continuous love inebriates and puts to sleep the human volition, and gives the most beautiful rest to the creature. After this, I continued my acts in the divine will, and I comprehended how, when we dispose ourselves to do an act, the divine volition, before we do the act, places in it its prime act, to give the life of the act in the creature. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, in each act of the creature there is a triple act. First, the creative strength forms the act. The creature, over the act of the creative strength, forms the act of her operating love, which is nourished by the creative strength. And according to the intensity of the love of the creature, its prolixity, the good, the value that her act contains, so does it receive more or less nourishment of the act of the creative strength. In fact, There is no taste and delight for God more beautiful and pleasing than nourishing the acts of the creature. And this, because in seeing something of our own in the human act, we feel we are the masters, recognized by them. We feel them as our children, not the children far away, but close. Even more, identified with us, surrounding us like a crown as many children of ours, who justly want from our own. And we, with all love, gladly give our nourishment to their acts. More so since, nourished by us, they will grow as noble children, worthy of their celestial Father. Now, after the act of the creative strength and the act of the operating love of the creature, follows the act of the love of completion. Each act could not be called complete, nor be given the just value, if one comma, one point, one shade, were missing, whatever it might be. If a work is not complete, not only can one not give it value, but one cannot earn honor and glory. So, after the operating love, arises the love of gratitude, of thanksgiving, and of giving to God what is of God. The creature received from God the first act of her operating, she continued it with her operating love, but nourished by God she completed it with a greater love, by giving to God what from God had its origin. Here is the final point, and the most beautiful shade of the act of the creature, to which God Himself deigns to give His divine appreciation, and feels honored and glorified by the little gift received. And by virtue of this, He gives more occasions to let the creature do more acts, so as to keep her always close and in continuous correspondence. Fiat.